Hello everybody, my name is Baptiste Lepers, and today I will be talking about large pages on Numa systems. And more precisely, I will show that using large pages on Numa system may hurt performance. So, as you all know, applications use virtual address, so every time an application accesses a data, the processor has to perform a translation between the virtual address of the application and the physical address in the machine. In order to do that, the address space of applications is split into pages, and the translation between virtual and physical addresses of pages is stored in a page table. Walking the page table is actually quite an expensive operation. On our hardware, we measured that it takes approximately 43 cycles, which is a lot if you consider that the processor has to do it every time an application accesses memory. So processor usually cache the most recent translation in what is called a TLB. TLBs on modern systems are usually quite small. It's between 500 entries and 1,000 entries on modern hardware. So with 4 kilobyte pages, that only covers about 2 megabyte or 4 megabyte of memory, which is quite small with current workloads. So you won't be surprised if I tell you that some applications actually spend 20, 40% of their time actually waiting for TLB misses. So what developers can do to help applications waste less time doing TLB misses is to use large pages. On AMD and Intel system, large pages are usually 2 megabytes or 1 gigabyte. With 1 gigabyte, you can cover approximately 1 terabyte of RAM, which is enough on most servers. So large pages have been quite extensively studied in the past, and people have shown that indeed they help in reducing the number of TLB misses, and they have shown that they can also be used to reduce kernel contention, because with large pages, you do fewer page faults, and so you spend less time in the page fault handler and in the kernel locks. People have also shown that large pages have downsides. Mainly, you use more memory, and they add some memory fragmentation. But on modern hardware, this is not a big issue, because modern hardware have 500 gigabytes of RAM, 1 terabyte of RAM, so if you lose 2 megabytes of RAM, that's not a big deal. So we were quite confident that large pages would actually increase performance on our machine. So we tried large pages on a few applications, and we were quite surprised of the results. So as you can see, so this graph presents the performance improvement of large pages compared to 4 kilobyte pages. As you can see, for example, on WC and WR, large pages sometimes increase performance by quite a lot, by 100%. But on some other applications, like CG, UA, you can lose up to 40% performance or 20% performance improvement. So we found out that this was because of Numa issues. So let me do a brief recap about Numa, and I will explain how large pages badly impact Numa performance. So machines are Numa. As Joseph explained in his talk, latencies differ depending on what you do on the machine. So in a Numa machine, cores are grouped into nodes, and when a node does a local memory access, it's fast. The latency on our machine is about 160 cycles. And when a node does a remote memory accesses, then the latency is much higher. It's about 300 cycles on our machine. So the goal on Numa machine, the first goal on Numa machine is to avoid remote memory accesses. And the second goal is to avoid contention, because if you have an application with multiple threads, and all threads access the same memory location at the same time, then you create a huge traffic jam if you want, and the latencies might go up to 1,000 cycles, which is huge. So how does it impact large pages? Well, let's imagine an application that allocates a big array, for example, an array containing results of batch processing, and that the application runs on all nodes of the machine. So the application does a malloc call, and Linux actually does not reserve the physical memory. It will reserve the physical memory when the application actually does the accesses on the array. So with 4K pages, imagine the first node does an access to the array. So node 0 will allocate the first page, the first 4 kilobyte page of the array. Then let's say that node 3 allocates, does a second access to the array, and it will allocate the second page of the array, and so on and so on. So it is very likely, if the array is accessed by onloads, that the array will be spread up on the whole machine. So when node 0 accesses a random part of the array, it is as likely to access its own node than to access other nodes. So basically, load is balanced on the machine, and you do not have contention. When node 1 does an access, that's the same. Load is balanced. Now, with large pages. So again, let's pretend that the application allocates the same array, but this time it uses a large page, a 2 megabyte page. Node 0 does the first access and allocates a 2 megabyte page. So now the whole array is on one node. And when other nodes start to access the array, they are forced to access node 0, and this creates contention. So this is the first symptom, the first bad effect of large page we identified on NUMA systems. And we call this the hot page effect. So the hot page effect is when you have a page that represents quite an important portion of the memory accesses. And it's a page that you cannot place correctly on the machine. Because if you place it on node 0, it will create contention on node 0. If you place it on node 1, it will create contention on node 1, and so on and so on. So there is no good placement for this page. It will create contention. On the applications I presented earlier, you can see that large pages indeed have a huge effect. So on these three applications, only SSCA benefits from large page, because large pages actually help SSCA to reduce the time it spent doing TLB misses. But for other applications, it only increases the imbalance. So if you take CG, for example, CG loses 40% of its performance with large pages. And you can see that with 4K pages, the load is perfectly balanced on the machine. There is no hotspot on the machine. But when you use 2 meg pages, the imbalance is huge, which means that at least one node is overloaded. The second effect of large pages we identified on NUMA systems is what we call the page level fault sharing. It's similar to, if you are used to fault sharing cache, it's quite similar. So here, we have an application that allocates two array, and so it does two malloc calls. But the allocator actually works with virtual address, so it doesn't work with physical address. It doesn't know where the data will actually be allocated. So node 0 allocates its data on its node, and then when node 1 allocates its data, part of its data is located on node 0. So here you have a problematic page because it reduces the maximum achievable locality. We would like the orange part in the allocated on node 0 to be on node 1, but we cannot do that because if we move the 2 megabyte byte page on node 1, then we will decrease the locality of node 0. So again, this is a problematic page. And if I take another example, this is what we observe in UA. So UA sees a performance decrease of 15% when we activate large page. And we can see that its locality is actually quite reduced with large page. So it goes from 88% to 66%. So basically, with large pages, we have a locatability problem and a contention problem. It turns out that there exists some memory management algorithm that tries to reduce contention and to improve locality. So we used Carrefour, which was published last year in Ice+. And basically, the goal of Carrefour is to place pages correctly in the machine to avoid bad NUMA effects. What we can see is that Carrefour helps in some situations. For example, in SpecGBB, SpecGBB was suffering from large pages, but Carrefour is actually able to place pages correctly to reduce the contention, so it's fine. But on some other applications like CG, UA, Carrefour is not able to improve performance. And this is mainly due to hot page and page level fault sharing, because Carrefour does not split pages. So basically, we need a better memory management algorithm. And that is what we have done in this work. So our work is based on top of Carrefour, And it basically adds two components to Carrefour. A reactive component that will split pages to avoid the hot page effect and the page level file sharing. And a conservative component that will promote 4K pages and do 2 MB pages allocation to reduce contention and to reduce TLB misses. I will show in a moment why we need these two components and how they work together. Now a word on the implementation. So first, the reactive component. The reactive component is the one that splits 2 MB pages. So first, we sample memory using IBS. IBS is a mechanism available in AMD processors. And what it does is that periodically it samples an instruction and provides a lot of information about this instruction, like the virtual address accessed by the instruction, the physical address, and so on. There is a similar mechanism on Intel processor, which is called PIBS, but we didn't implement it with a PIBS. So the first decision that the reactive component takes is that if it detects that a page represents more than 5% of the memory accesses, and that this page is accessed from multiple nodes, then we have a hot page. So the reactive component will split the page and spread the sub 4K pages on all nodes. The second part of the reactive component is a bit more complex. So first, we compute the local access ratio. We compute the local access ratio of the application. Then we compute the local access ratio that we could have obtained if every 2 MB page was correctly placed on the system. That is, if every 2 MB page was on the node that accessed it the most during the last second. If the locality can be improved this way by placing 2 MB pages, then we do not split page and we simply run Carrefour to migrate pages. If it's not the case, then we compute the locality that we could have obtained by splitting pages and placing correctly all sub 4K pages on the machine. If this time the locality can be improved, then we split all 2 MB pages and run Carrefour. So this might seem a bit weird to do this in two steps, but actually there are a few implementation challenges in what we have done. So sampling memory with IBS is very costly. So we can only afford to have very few samples. With 2 MB pages, it's not an issue. We can compute the locality that would have been obtained because we have usually a large number of samples per page. But when we compute the locality that we would have obtained with 4K page, then sometimes we only have one or two samples per 4K page. So the computation is very imprecise. So we try to be conservative. We do not split page because when we know that Carrefour alone would do a good job, because, splitting page is very costly. Another challenge is that you can see in the reactive component that we do not take into account that splitting page will actually increase the number of TLB misses. We cannot do that because we do not have enough IBS samples to do a correct computation. So this is why we need a conservative component. The conservative component will re-promote pages into 2 MB page if it detects that we did something wrong. So the conservative component monitors the time spent doing TLB misses. I will not detail how we do that. We use hardware counters, and it's a bit tricky, as Joseph showed, detecting the time spent accessing memory and stuff is hard. So I will not detail that. But if we detect that we spend a lot of time doing TLB misses, then we cluster 4K pages and force 2 MB page allocations. Then we monitor the time spent in the page fault handler, and if the time spent in the page fault handler is high, we force 2 MB page allocation to avoid spending more time in the page fault handler. So We evaluated our solution on multiple applications. Here we'll only show a subset of applications that show interesting stuff, but you can find all the applications in the paper. So as you can see, for in CGE.D, we are able to detect that we have a hot page, split the hot page, and even gain some performance with Carrefour LP. You can see that Carrefour LP is always the best of 2 meg page and 4k page, basically. The worst overhead we have is 3% on LU and UA, which is quite nice. You can also see that we need the two components actually to work together to have good performance. So if you take the example of SpecGBB on the 64 core machines, so on the bottom right, you can see that neither the reactive component nor the conservative component can achieve the best performance, but when the two work together, then we have the best performance. So to conclude, if you need to remember something about this talk, is that you have to be really careful when you use large pages on NUMA systems because they can hurt performance very badly, mainly because of two issues, the hot page effect and the page level for sharing effect. So we designed a new algorithm, which we call Carrefour LP. And on this set of applications I presented, Carrefour LP actually is 46 better than Linux on some applications and 50% better than THP on other applications. That is 50% better than 2 meg pages. Its overhead is less than 3% on all applications, and Carrefour LP basically is the best of 4K and 2 meg pages. So thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions.
Jason Mars, University of Michigan. Well, quick question. So WriteMem, was that a kernel? Was that a micro benchmark or a real application? WriteMem, WRMEM?
No. So we took applications from the NAS benchmark.
Okay.
And the Métis benchmark. So WRMEM is from Métis, and it's a MapReduce task, basically.
I was wondering if you tried any data center type large scale applications and how it might work there.
So on all the applications we have tested, some are quite big. Usually the application we use have 20 gigabytes of RAM, so that's already quite big. We did some bench on Oracle, but unfortunately we didn't have time to really polish the results. So
I see.
But so large page plays an impact on large applications.
Yeah. Did you observe it worked well with the Oracle applications or?
Sorry?
Did you observe that it worked well with those applications that you weren't able to include?
It really depends. So on Oracle, they work well if you want. I mean, we have 6% performance improvement, so that's not huge, but that's not bad. Currently, we are doing some experiments with much larger applications, less graph applications, and then we see that we have some issues, especially when we use 1 gigabyte page, then the NUMA effects become quite important.
Thanks.